When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome. It's finally started. It's here. It's arrived. The Ashes is here. And you know what? I wasn't at the Barmy Army overnight party at Greenwood Sports Bar. So actually, I'm really looking forward to listening to this podcast myself. I know that sounds a bit weird, right? I'm going to skip past myself and straight into Chris talking to a special guest and other special guests as well, who actually spent the whole night at the Greenwood Sports Bar soaking in day one of the Ashes. Yeah, it didn't really go according to plan right at the very start, but there is still a lot of hope, and you can hear that with some of the guests that Chris has been speaking to back in London. Now, just for the record, I'm in America. I won't be after today. This will be the only podcast that I'm doing from America. And the rest all come from Barmy Army parties and various spots around the UK, namely Sixes in Manchester tonight, and also for the Greenwood Sports Bar overnight party again on Friday, which is going to be absolutely electric, especially hearing just a little bit of the atmosphere and seeing some of the atmosphere on some of our social pages as well over the last, well, I don't even know what time it is now. I think a lot of people are feeling exactly the same. It was brilliant from these guys. So good work from Chris. You're about to hear him with a special guest. Now, for you guys, obviously, there's not many of us who are out in Australia. There's our Brisbane Barmies, who we will be speaking to throughout this podcast series. But you want to be able to watch it, right? So this is a little tip, right? In addition to being able to watch it online and also on TV, If you've got BT Sport, you can watch every ball live on the BT Sport app. And they've also on there, and this is what I was doing because obviously I'm not in the UK, I was skipping along on the timeline functionality. And basically, you can go back and watch the highlights at your own leisure. Not that there were loads of highlights to watch, but you can, you know what I mean. Anyway, that's a really good experience to go and watch that. You can just basically move seamlessly back to the live action as well straight after it. It's pretty good. Anyway, enough from me. Let's get stuck into it. Here is Chris doing an absolutely sterling job wandering around, and we'll start him off. He's talking to, well, the guest of honour, if you like, from the Greenwood Sports Bar. We're going to be here every single day on the Shackles Are Off podcast, and all I can say now is come on, England.
Monty, welcome to the Shackles Are Off podcast. It's a pleasure to have you on, mate. You're here today with us at Greenwood Sports Bar, Victoria, day one of the Ashes. What do you think of the event so far? How does it feel to be back with the Barmy Army?
Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant, you know, being with the Barmy Army, singing the songs with them, everything like that. And the build-up was amazing, and then that first ball, you know, it just, like, put a dampener to everyone. And now it feels okay, you know. Now we've got Ben Stokes, you know, going out there hitting a few runs. It's a bit of a green wicket, isn't it? And you know, hopefully, you know, I just want England to bat well.
Absolutely, mate. And it's a tricky one in Australia, isn't it? Because you win the toss, you're at the Gabba in Brisbane, and it's one of them. It's like, oh, do you really want to bowl first? A lot of people say you should have bowled first, but who would have really bowled first there? It's a tricky one. You've played in Australia, you've played against the Aussies in England as well. What's it like to play over in Australia in an Ashes series?
It's unbelievable, you know. It's one of the best experiences in Australia. when you go there, when you play a test match, the build-up, everything about it is unbelievable. We just absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a special series, isn't it, the Ashes? What's it like to be a player in an Ashes series? Is it just a little bit different to a normal test series?
Well, it's a rivalry as well. It's a rivalry. It's also the build-up of the fans, of everything around that goes with it. And it's a special feeling. Like, you know, I was very lucky to go to Australia and actually play a few test matches there, so it was brilliant.
It was brilliant. A highlight for me, Monty, must be 09. You batted, would you? All right, it wasn't in Australia, but you got fond memories of that day when you batted out for the draw in Cardiff, was it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, I didn't expect to sort of save that test match, and then in the end just sort of tried to take it ball by ball, and then we gradually got there, and it was just unbelievable feeling.
Was Ricky saying some unsavoury things to you under the helmet when you were facing up to him?
No, actually, surprisingly, none of the Australian players were saying anything to me, and possibly they thought, well, what's the point in chirping Monty? You know, we might as well just get him out; it'd be easier. And I guess it worked in our favour.
Absolutely, mate. I watched a repeat on Sky the other week, and it was just brought back good memories. I was a bit younger then, but it was a very special moment for you, I imagine, as well. But looking ahead to this series, obviously the team is they've been together a while now. You're looking at Jack Leach, the prime spinner. Is he going to have a big role to play?
Well, it's surprising, you know, especially where they've got five left-handers in the top order. I don't know how effective he's going to be against the left-handers. I probably would have gone for another seamer and then played, you know, Joey Root and David Milan as the leg spinners. So it'll be interesting to see how he bowls against the left-handers.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing it. And what's your projections for the series then, for the Ashes?
Look, I think if England win at Adelaide, then they've got a chance to win the Ashes.
Okay, the big one's Adelaide. So the England selectors holding Jimmy back for the second test. Do you think that's a wise move?
I think so. I think they kind of see that, you know, Jimmy Anderson's record is, you know, he's taken, I think, over 40-odd wickets at MCG, SCG,
yeah,
and at Adelaide. So he's got a phenomenal record there. So they're just thinking, you know, why don't we just rest him? And then the real workload is going to be, you know, the second, third and the fourth test match. Them three test matches will decide, well, as we know. But I think if they don't win at Adelaide, I don't think they'll have a chance to win the Ashes.
Yeah, it's a massive test match. Day, night, anything can happen, can't it? And we'll see what happens. But bringing attention back to the Brisbane test, you're here today with the Barmy Army at Victoria in Greenwood Sports Bar for an overnight party. How are you finding it so far? You enjoying it?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. You know, the Barmy Army, I think, are the best fans in the world for any sport, you know, and they're so loyal. They create that great atmosphere, and it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Wonderful. Monty, thank you so much for coming on the Shackles Off podcast, and let's have a good night. Fingers crossed England got on a bit of a rampage this afternoon.
Absolutely. If they can get to 200, 250, I think, game on.
I'm here with Andrew. Cheers, 3:19 a.m. Andrew, apparently you're a cricket geek who has almost stumbled upon tonight's festivities. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, I left Cannock at 2 o'clock this afternoon, arrived at Newton at 5:30, did a bit of shopping, watched the Champions League in Cannon Street, and then got here at 10:30, not stopped drinking. I score for Wolverhampton in Birmingham League. Every second, every minute, I'm watching ESPN Cricket Info, reading cricket, loving cricket. So yeah, I'm a proper badger, yeah.
Love to hear it, mate. Love to hear it. And you are off home tomorrow? Are you
yes.
Travelling back up tomorrow?
No, I'm my train's back up at 10:30 tomorrow, back to Birmingham, yeah. So breakfast at Weatherspoon somewhere between 7 and 9, and then back to bed tomorrow afternoon, back to Cannock, yeah.
Back at it. Andrew, you are a legend and a true Barmy Army hero. Thank you very much for your participation.
One final thing, I am going to Barbados in January for the 5 T20s with you guys, yeah.
What a legend. That is dedication, yeah. Coming down, doing your Christmas shopping, going down to watch Champions League, falling into the Barmy Army party, and then back off home tomorrow. And by the way, he's doing the T20s in Barbados. What a top man. Andrew, thank you for coming on the pod. Aidan, Matt and Olivia, we have you guys on the Shackles Are Off podcast right now. You're at the Barmy Army all night party. First of all, we'll start with you.
Are you enjoying it so far so good?
Yeah, it's been a good laugh. The atmosphere has been good, even though the start wasn't perfect. But slow going through the night, it's getting better, and so is the atmosphere. Local people haven't dropped off, so I'll enjoy for the rest of the night.
Absolutely, mate. And at the time of recording this, it's 3:33 a.m. Olivia, where are you guys from? What brings you to tonight's party?
We're from Manchester, so we've come quite a way. We bought the tickets before they announced the one in Manchester.
Oh, never! So you're obviously coming tomorrow as well.
We can't make tomorrow.
Oh, you're joking. Sorry, you got the best day. Day one's the best day. So you've come down from Manchester. What are your plans tomorrow if you've come on that
I've got to go back to Liverpool. I'm at uni in Liverpool. So we're getting the coach at 12 straight after this. Going straight back out. I've been sat down for my Christmas dinner for 7. So I'm in Manchester for 5. And I've got to go home, get dressed up and go out again.
Back for Christmas dinner. So no sleep, boozy session.
Second day.
I like style. And what about you, mate? What are you doing tomorrow?
Go back to Manchester, go straight to Old Trafford, touch United, beat Young Boys. So.
Oh, bloody hell. Are you shooting as well?
No.
Yeah, you're living a life, aren't you? Olivia, what are you got on tomorrow?
Probably go to sleep.
Nice.
And then wake up again to watch the next day.
Nice, I like it. So you're all big England fans, big Barmy Army fans?
Yeah, we are.
Love it. Well, thanks for coming down. Hope you're having a great day. For context to the listeners, it's day one of the Ashes. England are 93 for 5. It's currently 3:18 a.m. However, there's still a feeling of confidence in here, right?
Well, we're always confident as England supporters. We always know what Josh is capable of. Obviously, when we chose to bat, we was worried about the wicket. It's proved us a little bit, but Josh needs to play like this. He needs to do what he does. He can't. Don't defend. Let's just get out of him. Let's do him.
I love it. We're still confident here. As you can hear, the national anthem is singing out. Fingers crossed for a bounce back. Right, guys, it's 3:37 a.m. and I'm sat here with Connor, Rob and Simon. Well-oiled, I guess. Well stuck into the Barmy Army all-night party. How are you finding it so far? Starting with you, mate.
Having a great time, yeah. Well-oiled, as you say. A bit nervous about half an hour ago, but filled with new optimism. And, yeah, feeling really bloody good.
I like it. And how are you feeling?
Yeah, I think Josh Butler's going to be the key to our innings. I think we were always starting to talk to each other around when Hemi got dismissed. We started to focus back on the cricket because we believe. I think it's very easy to feel like we've made the wrong decision to bat now. But I think all we can do is believe that we've got a chance. And the weather in England, the weather is always our friend. So fuck Australia, and the weather will be our friend there as well.
Okay, interesting. And Simon, over to you, mate. What are your thoughts on the game so far, but also the evening?
If I'm honest, I don't know much about Test cricket.
Okay, Simon, thanks for that. This is the Barmy Army Test Cricket podcast.
The evening.
You having a good night, mate?
But the evening, oh no, it's a great evening. It's a great evening and morning.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it is very early hours in the morning. Lads, what did we think to Monty Panesar in the Q&A? I heard you guys singing Monty Panesar.
How can you not watch Monty Panesar and not be a fan of Monty Panesar?
What a legend.
He embodies every hope and dream we are as people. And the fact to be in the same room with him, we had a picture with him. He was as awkward as I wanted him to be, because I don't want to be the same bloke as I meet in the street. He's Monty Panesar. He's a beautiful human being. He is who he is. And that's exactly why I met this evening. I don't think you could ask him more than that.
Well, that is potentially one of the best sound bites I've ever heard on the podcast. Monty Panesar is a beautiful human being, and you are absolutely right. Rob, do you share that affection for Monty?
Oh, I absolutely do. I know. Oh, so I met him at a work do a year or so ago.
And you work with Monty Panesar?
No, I don't. My housemate does.
And Simon works with Monty Panesar?
No. He met him at a function a while ago. And said he was a unique personality. And to say he lived up to the billing is an understatement.
Yes, absolutely.
Terrific bloke. And, yeah, honestly, well... He didn't make the night, but it's a real honour to meet him. And it's absolute legend. It's class to be here.
Absolutely. And Matt Root, as you quite rightly said, what a staff coming on the podcast. What a great bloke, eh?
I think it's always an insight to understand how someone like lives and like builds up someone that plays Test cricket. It's really hard to be around someone else. You always focus on that person, but it's obviously a different experience to be around the person that's obviously like trying to play sport at the highest level. And I think he realised that his job here tonight was just to build spirit and build enthusiasm. He hit every single box we need to do that. And we really respected him for it. It was really, really special to have him along.
Awesome. What a great answer. What a great answer. And finally, over to Simon. He's about, I'd say, an inch down in his beer Moretti, enjoying the Test cricket that he doesn't know much about. Simon, what is going to be the outcome of this Test match? Tough question for a non-Test cricket fan.
If I'm honest, I've heard about this stuff before. I think we're going to lose 5-0.
Simon's just been evicted by the bouncer, so don't worry about this, Barmy Army fans. Simon is no longer. Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for coming on the pod. Podcast Network.